Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Buzz Baby University on Spaziano and Sandy. Good morning.
All right. This is the time that you have to decide if it's good or bad parenting. And man, sometimes you guys get pretty passionate, which is good, I guess. 222-2899. I am nervous to say this out loud because I know you guys are going to judge and you guys are going to give me the answer that I don't want to hear, but whatever. Okay.
Did this happen to you or something?
Yes. So my daughter and I were talking about just, you know, boys.
Oh, boy.
And she was telling me about how some of, you know, which one of her friends has a boyfriend and whatever. And she's like, they're talking about that. This is the one. They're going to get married. And she was asking me, is that weird? Is that, like, we're only 16.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I thought to myself, oh, God. Because she brought up one of my girlfriends, her boyfriend, and her have been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, 3 months is a long time for these kids. But and all their parents, like, they all went out to dinner.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, can I just tell you something right now? Don't ever invite me to hang out with your boyfriend and his parents. Okay, well, I'm not doing that.
Why?
I don't want to be. No. I don't know if I even have a good enough reason. No. I don't want to hang out. In high school, you're going to go have. You're going to meet these people and become besties now because your kids are dating?
That's usually how it works. Yeah. You don't have to be besties, but you can be cordial.
Really?
Yeah. You got to. That's parenting. You got to. It's especially for your child, if for anything. I know you're antisocial and stuff, but.
I don't even have time to go hang out with the people I really care about, my own good friends, and want to hang out with. You think I'm going to go meet your boyfriend's parents? Make time for them? That sounds terrible, doesn't it?
It does, and it is weird when you meet the other, you know, the boyfriend's
I don't
wanna
do that.
Or girlfriend's
Why do I
parents.
Have to do that? Why do you have to do it? Well, tell me, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to do that?
You're doing it for your child. You're not doing it for yourself or for the other people.
It's
it for your kid.
Like, they're going to get married. If it's like college, they're in college and there's actually a chance of them getting married. All right, fine. I got to know what family you want to, you know, invite into our family. I got to know which families we're merging with.
We're taking calls at 222-2899 on good. Is it good parenting or bad parenting?
When they're young in high school?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Even though you know it's probably not not only is it the first boyfriend, but it's probably not the last, their parents know that too. So that's why you're just doing it for your kids. You're showing them.
Yeah, but what they want that? That's an uncomfortable dinner. Like, there's nothing comfortable about that dinner. Already going out to eat is slightly a little bit uncomfortable for some people.
Yeah.
Now we're adding this other layer of discomfort for both the parents. And now the kids are uncomfortable, too. That's extremely awkward. I'm not doing it for them. They don't want it, I don't think. I don't think the kids really want it.
Who's asking?
I would not want, when I, in high school, I would not want my mom and dad to hang out with his parents. No, it's just awkward.
Well, remember, your upbringing, it was very tight close-knit. Nobody gets in the family until there's a ring on it, right? Nobody even meets the family until there's a ring on it.
Yep, and I thought that was crazy until now I'm the parent. No, now I'm like, you know what? This is pretty smart.
No, that's crazy. It's crazy. Again.
How many parents did you sit down and have dinner with then, Scott?
Scotty only had one little girlfriend, and we got to know their parents. Yeah.
You did. Did you like them? Did you want to know them?
Yeah, they were nice.
Are you still friends today?
No. They broke up, and they moved, actually, which is good because I never have to see them again. They moved out of state. But I didn't know. I mean, at the time, that's Scotty's little girlfriend, and here are the parents. And I would drive him over to their house and say hi to the mom. Every so often, the dad, hey, we never went to dinner.
Okay, you didn't do that.
But if there was an opportunity to, we would have all gone.
Well, what if you hit it off and you guys are like, oh my God, you're our soulmate friends over here. Mm-hmm. We just love, and now your kids break up. Well, now what are you going to do? Do you break up with your soulmate best friend over there?
Call Sandy.
Because your kids broke up?
Call Sandy, please.
It just seems like that could turn into a very hairy situation.
Or call me and tell 222-BUZZ, tell us, you know, is this a good parenting or bad parenting to just be like, nope.
Yeah, not wanting to meet your kid's boyfriend's parents or girlfriend's parents.
It's Pisano and Sandy on the Buzz Baby University. Bad parenting.
Oh, it is not bad parenting.
Want to meet your daughter's new boyfriend's parents or to go to dinner with them.
Well, okay. Or... Yeah. So here, I don't think it's bad parenting. I really don't think it's bad parenting. 222-2899. Okay. You decide, though, good or bad parenting.
98.9 of Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
So my daughter and I were talking about, you know, friends and which friends are dating who and whatever. And she kind of just said that one of her girlfriends has been dating this kid for a handful of months. And they all just went out to dinner. And I mean, mm-hmm. they all. She goes, oh, well, you know, his parents and her parents. Mm-hmm. They hang out all the time now. And I go, listen, honey, I love you dearly, but I am never going to do that. So don't expect it. I'm setting the expectation now. Don't ever ask me to go out to dinner with your boyfriend's parents. Because that's not something I want to do. They're at the high school. How long is the relationship going to last? I don't want to get to know their parents. I got to go hang out with grandma too.
Some high school relationships turn into forever, you know?
Sure. Loves.
Yeah.
They certainly do. But until you think that this is the one and not like just the high school kind of puppy love, this is the one, like legitimately, this is the one we're talking about.
I know what you're saying. So, how about if they're rich?
I don't care if they're rich. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'm not one of those people.
I just think that teenage love is very strong, like right until you figure out what you don't want. So, you know, it's really important to your daughter to meet the boyfriend's parents.
And, again, and it could actually I don't help know a relationship. If it is. I don't know. Is it? Okay. 222-2899. You guys tell me. I don't really think the kids care if the parents meet. I almost think, or at least when I was a kid, I want my parents to stay far, far away from everything about my relationship because they will do or say something to embarrass me.
You know what? When I was dating in high school, my parents got together with my girlfriend's parents. We
all the time?
Out.
Every Not, girlfriend no, you had?
Was, I only had one in high school. And it was important to me. I don't know.
It
maybe.
Was?
Yeah. It was because it said, yes, it's okay to be in this relationship almost.
Nobody likes meeting new people for the first time. Why do I have to meet your boyfriend's parents?
What about your husband? How would he feel about it?
I didn't even ask him.
I know, but how do you think he would feel about it? He'd probably want to know. As a dad.
I don't think he wants to go hang out with people either.
As a dad, you want to be able to, you know, draw that line with the boyfriend and the boyfriend's dad and all that stuff.
This is what you have wrong here. Mm. Once you become buddy-buddy with the boyfriend and the parents, now it knocks down a wall of, you know, now it's like, oh, it's just your dad. I know your dad. Your dad's best buddies with us. No. What? We gotta keep up like the
1960s attitude that you guys have, like back in the Leave It to Beaver days.
You don't know how I really am. So don't even test me.
Oh my God. You know,
I just don't want to. And it does not make me a bad parent, Spisano.
That's so weird. I've never heard of that before. You need to be in your kid's life when it comes to their relationship, and that's part of it.
So you're saying
yes.
Every high schooler that's dating right now, their parents all get together?
It's a certain threshold. I mean, once they become, quote, serious, then
What's that nowadays?
Oh,
a week,
geez.
2 weeks.
Nah, a couple of months, easy. Couple of months.
A couple of months?
Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
I say
good
a couple
morning.
Of years.
Yeah, go ahead. Years.
So I'm a little curious. She has no interest whatsoever in the kind of family that her daughter is dating the son of.
Well, you know, I'll stalk them on Facebook and all that good stuff.
You do not know anybody until you actually have interaction with them. I'm not saying you have to hang out with them all the time, but at least once or twice you need to meet them and see what kind of background you're talking about, especially with a daughter.
Yeah, but then what are you going to say? And then you're going to say, oh, I don't like them. I don't like them. I get a bad vibe. And you know what my daughter's going to be? Okay, I love this man more than ever now.
Oh, geez.
You know how it is.
Yeah, and you know something? Funny thing is, when my parents had a bad vibe about the family, they were right.
Well, that is true. But at that time, when you were a rebellious teenager, did you say, Mom, you're right?
I did when I found out for myself what a jerk he was.
Yeah, right. There you
go. See, you had to find out for yourself.
You do.
So that will just make me worry even more.
Thank you. Buzz Baby University. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm just commenting on what Sandy said about meeting the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter and her boyfriend is now 18, and they've been dating since they were in seventh grade. And they're still going strong, but I didn't meet the parents until probably a year later at their eighth grade formal.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think you need to meet them right now because they're going to come in and out. This one just lasted forever. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you say after a year?
I say that, yep.
Okay, we're on the same page. Thank you, because for a second there, I was getting ganged up on, making me feel like I was a bad parent.
Thanks for being on Buzz Baby University. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.